Did you eat artichokes as a kid?
No.
Did you eat an artichoke before you met me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thought maybe I changed your life in that respect.
I started eating artichoke when I worked at Applebee's and artichoke dip.
Oh, okay. But what about not in a dip?
Okay. No. That was much later.
You're welcome. Well, hello, it's Nikki Lamberti. I am back in Sonoma County, California, after a magical trip to Walt Disney World in Orlando last week. Man, it was hot, but I know that. I lived there for many years. I guess I forgot how hot it is in June in Florida. But my mom and my sister and my niece and I had an amazing trip. Lots of beautiful sips and bites around the Walt Disney World property, as usual. Check out my Instagram at Nikki Lamberti for some peeks at some of those Disney bites. And give me a follow while you're there so you don't miss out on all of the fun things that I'll be sharing in the future. So yesterday was Father's Day, and now that I'm back home, Michael and I were doing our typical Sunday afternoon evening, which is cooking all the things. It's always funny because every once in a while we splurge and have a house cleaner come, and she came on Saturday and our kitchen was spotless. And then usually within 24 hours, we trash the kitchen and we cook 97 things. And it's like the stove and the counter and the oven and the pizza oven, and was no exception yesterday. So we had made some pizza dough ahead of time, as we often do on Sundays, but you'll hear a small debacle that happened as Michael was trying to experiment with efficiency and maybe shortening the process of our pizza dough. And we learned a little bit of a lesson, so you'll hear about that. We also highlight some of our favorite things, just things that we love to eat and drink and cook and pair. And so you're essentially just getting a peek into our kitchen. You know, it had been a while since Michael has made an appearance on the podcast. And whenever he does, you all let me know, oh, it's so fun. We love to hear him. We love to hear you guys together. So I wrangled him in and said, hey, let's just put a microphone on while we're cooking and pairing. As for pairing, we actually attack a pretty difficult wine pairing. It's one that is notorious in the wine world for being difficult, and it is artichokes. And you'll hear an entertaining conversation about how we both came to enjoy artichokes. Growing up in an Italian household, they were pretty much a staple. My grandmother and my Aunt Vivian, who you've heard on the podcast before, they would make them baked and stuffed with breadcrumbs, and they were delicious. And we know from a very young age the proper way to peel and scrape off a leaf and get all that goodness. It's funny because just a few years ago, we were in a favorite pizza restaurant here in Sonoma County, and they had these fun food posters all around the restaurant with vegetables and produce and then the names of everything in Italian. And as I'm sitting there, I look at the wall and I'm like, oh, that's how it's spelled. So growing up in our household with our sort of New Jersey butchering of some Italian words like prosciutto and mozzarella and made up words like bubadel, which doesn't even exist in the Italian language. Artichokes were cacciofola. That's what I knew it to be. And it's funny because now that I think about it, the word actually sounds very similar to how my father would sneeze. Hotroho, cacciofola. I'm cracking myself up over here. But the proper spelling of artichoke in Italian is actually, as I saw on this poster, C-A-R-C-I-O-F-O. And here's Google Translate.
Carciofo.
So we made like all kinds of extra syllables growing up, and I never knew the proper pronunciation. So you will hear Michael and I attempt a pairing with the carciofo. And luckily, we had the help of the new wine app Samo that you've been hearing me talk about. I interviewed its founder in the last episode. Go back and check that out. And once again, it was spot on. So I was already a fan of this app, but Now I'm using it in my everyday life for pairing, and it's blowing me away every time with its accuracy. So if you haven't already, go to the App Store and check out Sommo, S-O-M-M-O, like short for sommelier, Sommo. And GoCan, its founder, has been kind enough to give me some promo codes to share with my listeners so that you can get 1 month of free premium access. And the code is just my name, Nikki, N-I-K-K-I. So go check it out and start scanning things and let me know what you think. It's pretty amazing and definitely guided us through a beautiful pairing at our kitchen counter last night. You'll also hear us just talk about some of our favorite things that we like to eat and drink. And so I'll make sure that I put all of those links and also some pictures and videos from our cooking and tips on how to cook the artichoke, because side note, we do it in the pizza oven. I'll put all of that in the episode show notes link, which now lives on my website, sipwithnikki.com/podcast. And then in the last year, I've been creating a page for every single one of my 100 plus episodes. And what's so cool is if you look at the show notes there versus in Apple or Spotify where you're listening, there's more space where I can actually put pictures and videos and give you visuals to the things that we're talking about. So check out sipwithnikki.com, the podcast page. And you'll also see a newly added page on my website for the Tasting Room membership, which I am working feverishly this week to get finalized and rolled out. And I am finally creating a community for all of you listeners and all of my to come together and taste live with me, with wines that I will ship to your door, wines from all around the world through a very cool partnership with Vinebox. They have these very special tasting kits, and I'm working with them to customize one every other month for each of you. So check out sipwithnikki.com, the tasting room, to learn more about all of the fun things that I've baked into this membership, and I hope to see you inside of our community. So here we go with Carciofila wine pairing and our other favorite things on a Sunday.
Let's drink some wine.
Cheers. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, and happy Father's Day to Dom. We miss you.
Cheers to Big Dom. Toast to my dad. So it's been a while since you've been on the pod, probably since we did the 100th episode with Gady.
Correct.
In our lightning round. So welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I thought it'd be fun because it spontaneously became one of our cooking Sundays, which is some of my favorite things that we do. We made some pizza dough, and then we've got these great artichokes. So tell everyone how you prepped these artichokes.
So Costco has a good buy.
Yeah. How much was it?
I think the bag was like $10 for four giant artichokes.
That's a really good price.
That's a really good price. Yeah. So anyways, you cut the stem on the bottom down a little bit and you take all the leaves off on the stem part. And then you start cutting all the tips on the artichoke all around.
All the pointy parts.
All the pointy parts. You don't want that.
So they don't stab your mouth.
Yeah. And then you go about halfway up the artichoke, and right there is where you cut it to open it up, and you just hit it with some lime so it doesn't oxidize.
Hit it with what?
Oh, some lemon. Sorry.
You're forever confusing those two.
I don't confuse them. It's just
because the Spanish words?
Spanish word and English word, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, hit it with a lemon so it doesn't oxidize, and then put it in water with some sea salt and the rinds of two lemons.
You're basically blanching it in the water, right?
Yeah. Keep it elevated. I put like a little
rack on the bottom of the pot.
What are those things called? Traverse?
Trivet.
Trivet, yes.
Traverse is a car.
Yeah, I know. A trivet. You put a trivet in the bottom.
I don't think I've ever heard you say that word.
Sure. Anyways, you steam it for about 20 minutes till they start turning a little green and the bottom stem is soft.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take them out and let them cool down. Then you cut them in half. Then you clean out all the
fur,
the furry stuff,
the artichoke fur,
the furry flower. Ew.
Ew.
That's so 70s.
Continue.
Anyways, I was drinking wine, which is delicious, by the way.
Which we're about to talk about.
So you trim all that out and then hit it with some olive oil and some salt, and then you grill it for a little while just to get some char on it, a little smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had the pizza oven on, so we got both really nicely.
Yeah, so you laid it down on a rack in the wood oven. I'll put a video in the show notes so people can see it. And then I made a dipping aioli that we love, which is a mayo base with some fresh garlic, some Dijon mustard, lemon juice, salt, pepper, and for a little acidity, some chopped up little cornichons, which are the mini pickles. You could do pickles. You could probably do pickled onions. I think just anything for acidity. And it's a great little dip as we eat these leaves.
Great.
I grew up eating artichokes because my grandma Josephine and my aunt Vivian made them, although they tended to make them stuffed with breadcrumbs and butter and baked in the oven. And I think one of the first times I ever had a grilled artichoke like this was in Orlando at Houston's restaurant, and then here in the Napa Valley in Rutherford Grill, which is also a Houston's restaurant. It's kind of like their specialty appetizer. And then Farmstead, one of our favorites, right, in Napa Valley, they have a great wood grilled, very charred artichoke that was kind of our inspiration for this. So did you eat artichokes as a kid?
No.
Did you eat an artichoke before you met me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thought maybe I changed your life in that respect.
I started eating artichoke when I worked at Applebee's and artichoke dip.
Oh, okay. But what about not in a dip?
Okay. No, that was much later.
You're welcome.
That was when I moved to Napa, Sonoma County.
It's very California thing.
Yes.
Yeah, very. Oh, did you just put some hot sauce on this one for me?
Yes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. While I was talking, I didn't even see you do that. Tell me what's going on here.
So I pulled a artichoke leaf off and I put some of the dip on, and then I just put a couple of drops of hot sauce on it that I make.
What kind of hot sauce?
Oh, it's got a lot of different peppers in it, mm-hmm. but it's got like Carolina Reaper, Scotch Bonnet, Red Scorpion. Yeah, they all sound nice and cool, right?
Yeah.
But it fermented for about 2 months, and then I threw it in the fridge and let it settle. And still, like a year later, it is still really hot. So I finally decided to calm it down with a bunch of things like
honey,
Aaron Fraser's maple syrup.
Mm. Our friend Aaron's property back in Michigan, they tap the trees and actually he brings us this pure
Michigan maple syrup.
Yeah. You guys, Michael makes his own hot sauce and it's amazing. And everybody is like on a waiting list for it. And we're hoping that he does something to scale the production because we can't keep it and everybody wants it. And it's not super hot. It's not like hot ones hot. It's very flavorful. So I would never think to add that to this artichoke situation. It actually was really good. You could probably mix it into the aioli as well. I mean, I know you just dropped
what
some
I wanted.
There.
I wanted to see what you thought of it before I did that.
I loved it. Loved it. Okay. So when it comes to wine for this pairing, I remember in one of my wine certifications, probably at the Culinary Institute, I remember them talking about some of the most difficult food items to pair wine with. And artichoke was always one of them because there's a compound in it that makes it really bitter. So I went to pull a wine for us to pair with this. And I said, let me see what the Samo app says. And if you guys have listened to the last couple episodes, you heard me talk about Samo, which is a new, very cool wine app. I interviewed
Brilliant, smart.
Yeah, I interviewed the creator of it in the last episode. So go back and check that out. And I was like, all right, let me see what this is going to tell me to pair, because I have added all of the wines that are in our wine fridge. I've scanned them so the app knows what I have to choose from. So I went in there and it said, what are you eating tonight? And I said, grilled artichoke with garlic aioli. And this is the wine that I was actually thinking, but I wanted to see what it said. And I love that we were on the same page. It's the La Serena Moscato Azul Dry Muscat by Heidi Barrett. And why don't you tell our friends about our recent visit there?
So right outside of Calistoga, there's this little tasting room. And if you just drive 35 miles an hour, you'll miss it. It's on the left-hand side.
You're going south.
You're going south past the barbecue place with a four-way stop. You keep going on the left-hand side. And it used to be the Tea Vine tasting room.
One of our favorites.
And then now Heidi Barrett has it. We went in there. It's very beautiful, of course. It's with all the blue mermaid stuff. It's beautiful.
Yeah, Heidi Barrett is a very well-known female winemaker here in the Napa Valley. She is most famous for Screaming Eagle, which is one of those cult wines that goes for thousands of dollars a bottle. She's been a consulting winemaker for many, many brands, but La Serena is her own label. And it is mermaid inspired. So this bottle is literally blue glass. I'll put a picture of it again in the show notes. But when we went tasting there recently, I was really surprised when they offered to pour us a dry Muscat, because you don't see that. And everybody thinks Moscato and they think it's going to be sweet. Yeah. But just like anything, like Riesling, like Viognier, you can take it all the way through fermentation to dryness. So this is dry and it's lovely. So here's what the Samo app said after it recommended this wine. It said, pairing wine with artichokes is notoriously difficult due to cynarin, C-Y-N-A-R-I-N, a compound in the vegetable that makes most wines taste metallic or overly sweet. This dry Muscat Canelli is the perfect solution because its high acidity and intense floral aromatics provide a refreshing counterpoint to the richness of the garlic aioli. The wine's bone-dry profile ensures it does not clash with the vegetable's natural bitterness, while its bright citrus notes act like a squeeze of fresh lemon over the dish. That's cool because we put a lot of lemon on there, right? Mm. You can expect a clean, vibrant experience where the wine elevates the garlic and herbal notes of the artichoke without being overwhelmed by the creamy sauce. You have now tasted it.
Yes.
What do you think?
I wanted to taste it before I put any hot sauce mixture with it because I always worry about spice with wines. Mm-hmm. And this one, first of all, it's higher viscosity. It's a little
richer wine. Weight to it, like Viognier.
Like Viognier. So that's very nice, and it's very soothing on the tongue. But
Soothing on the tongue.
I would like to see almost like a petrol taste to it.
Yeah, like a Riesling has.
And that full body wine, it's got like a nice little body on it. It pairs well with spice. Mm-hmm. It actually keeps the, you know, something like some wines will make spicier. This one is like
they magnify it.
This one just like jumps on a magic carpet, you know, like, and then just floats.
Oh, which is good. Aladdin reference. Yeah, I agree. Some other notes that the Samo app says about this pairing, and I totally agree. It says high acidity cuts through the rich, creamy aioli. We know that. Bone dry profile avoids the metallic clash that's common with artichokes. I'm not getting a metallic note on the wine at all. Floral and citrus aromatics complement the earthy vegetable. Yeah, I'd say so. And the body prevents the wine from overpowering the delicate dish. How fun is that?
It's amazing.
I would say spot on with the pairing. Well done to my friend Gokhan, the creator of this. You guys need to get this app. And actually, he just gave me some promo codes. So if you sign up for the app, there's a free version where you can sort of get a taste of it. But then the premium version, use the code Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, and you'll actually get a free premium.
You're going to love this app. Trust me, you're going to use it. If you like Vinvino, you're going to love this app.
Yeah.
It's just a step above and has more reference points.
I don't even think I told you this. So listeners, I was just in Walt Disney World with my mom, my sister, and my niece. Michael was not able to come on this trip, but we went to Wine Bar George at the Disney Springs. If you heard the 50th episode where I interviewed Master Sam George, their wine list when you sit down at the bar is a huge page, right? Like a paper, but it's one page. You don't have to turn the pages. And I was like, let me see if this works. And I actually scanned the entire full page of the wine list in one scan on my phone. And it literally read and recognized everything that was in there. And then told me based on what it knows that I like, what I should order, which was actually Pride Chardonnay. I didn't tell you this. They have by the bottle Pride Chardonnay. So I was like, I would say this app does know my palate for sure. So. Yeah, very cool. Well, this is delicious.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break from recording so that we can prep our next course. We're doing an arugula salad with some American Olive Farmer olive oil, of course, and balsamic, one of our favorite, just a little vinaigrette that we make.
And shredded Parmesan.
And yeah, like big chunks of like big ribbons, not chunks, ribbons of parm. And then we're going to do some pizza in the wood oven and then decide some wine pairing that we're going to do with that. So we will be back momentarily. We will be right back. Tajaska. Not only is it a fun word to say, but it's good for you. So my friends Liz and Donald at American Olive Farmer have a beautiful new olive oil out that is not only delicious, but is known for being a high polyphenol oil with real and true health benefits. Whether you're doing a daily shot of it or dipping your favorite bread, it's got literally 3 times the amount of biophenols, which is the really good stuff in olive oil that keeps us healthy. I just got my hands on this new oil and tasted it for the first time, and it has a delicious intensity and power to it, and really cool to know that it's doing good things for me as I'm enjoying it. Tagiasca is spelled T-A-G-G-I-A-S-C-A, and it's a well-known Italian variety. Visit AmericanOliveFarmer.com and you'll see their beautiful lineup of California olive oils. They also import the best balsamic vinegars from Modena. And right now, they have a wait list where you can sign up to get raw green olives from this year's harvest. Michael and I did this a couple years ago, and we actually cured them here in our home, and we serve them on our charcuterie boards. If you like the idea of supporting a small, California-based, woman-led company like American Olive Farmer, check them out and use the discount code SIPWITHNIKKI, capital S, capital W, capital N, SIPWITHNIKKI, for $10 off your first order. Go check it out. You're welcome. Have you ever thought about how fun it would be to taste wines together? It's finally here. I'm getting ready to open the doors to Sip with Nikki, the tasting room, a virtual membership with actual wines, wines that I am selecting from all around the world and shipping to your doorstep in this very cool tasting kit. And then we'll be live on Zoom tasting together so you can learn more about wines, feel more confident, meet other super fun wine people, and be part of this community that I'm so excited to be creating for you. There's a monthly membership fee or an option to pay annually and save. And in addition to our live tastings, you'll be part of an exclusive community where I'll be sharing tips, resources, my top picks, and inviting live guests to come in and talk to all of us about burning wine and food topics. I'll be opening the first round of memberships by the end of June. Be sure you're signed up to receive emails at sipwithnikki.com so you can be the first to know when we're ready to go. I can't wait to sip with you. And now back to the show. Okay, we're back. And I would like you to tell everyone what you did, Michael. What happened? Come on, confessional.
I try to decrease the time I would have to spend fluffing and folding the dough, mixing with my hands because I hate the dough sticking to my hands. I know.
Diva, wow.
I know. So someone gave us this beautiful bread maker.
Yes, thank you to Allison and Sean for handing down their unused bread maker. You've been using it a lot and made some beautiful bread, but...
But I've tried to make the dough from the book with the bread maker.
What book?
Dan's pizza book.
Yeah, The Joy of Pizza with Dan Richer. First ever episode of Sip with Nikki. Right. And multiple ones since then. Shout out to Dan. I hope you're not listening because we failed you, dude.
Well, because I've tried to do it with the KitchenAid and I've tried to do it with a bread maker. Just something that has different manipulation paddle kind of thing to see the texture, right? And of course, nothing's the same texture as using your hands.
So we just tried to stretch out some pizzas to fire in the oven, and they were tearing. There was no stretch.
Yeah, I feel that it might have overproofed in the bread maker because it's a little bit warmer, and especially it's the summer. I think the bread maker would actually be really good for the pizza dough in the winter when it's like 65 degrees.
Yeah.
But I think there's just too much rise and too much proofing going on. So... I feel like it was already over somehow.
Yeah, it was over before it started.
Correct.
So the moral of the story is our best pizza dough is when we do the full steps and take 2 days to do it.
Yeah, or you buy the $1,500 mixer that has the rotating bowl on it with the bar.
All right, Well, I'm going to need you to calm down with the.
That's why I'm trying not. I'm trying to avoid that. That's going to be the next purchase.
All right. Well, the first pizza was shit and tore and was sticky.
Correct.
We managed to salvage and then kind of knew what we were working with the second. So we stretched it differently and actually.
Like a delicate flower, like me.
And actually busted out the never supposed to use rolling pin.
Right.
But that actually was a good call because we got a little bit of stretch on it.
And look, you still look. There's air pockets and it still rolls on the end.
It looks good. So now we have a nice pepperoni and onion with some beautiful.
Yeah, look how thin it is.
Bianco di Napoli tomatoes, which are our favorite if you can find them. So good for pizza. There's some crunch. Okay. Still made with sourdough starter. So you've got your sourdough flavor.
Yeah. So like this is by far the thinnest dough we would have probably ever made because of course I use rolling pin, but there's still bubbles and gaps and it still has strength to it.
Mm-hmm. When I was asking you what red to pull to have with pizza tonight, you got very excited about something that you recently purchased.
Right. Yeah. So last week my friends came to town and I took them to Bremer. That's right below Howl Mountain, and it's just such a delightful place to have a wine tasting. It's so quiet, the landscaping is so beautiful, and their wines are just so unique because everything is 3 years in barrel and then 3 years in bottle. No one does that. So you're tasting.
So before they release the wine, 6 years of aging.
So we were tasting 2020s and 19s.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, like those are the ones that just opened. So it's very unique and it's amazing. And we were there in the.
And you went without me. I was actually working and you took your friends there.
Yeah. And we met the owner,
Laura Bremer.
Very nice, very thankful that we were there. You know, asked us about our experience and where we're from and just was very, very nice. I always love that people are just so nice and unpretentious and just good people.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah, especially them.
Agree.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
That's off to Bremer. And then also the wine tasting host that we had was Mike, right? Also, no.
Shout out to Mike. Yep, Mike Knox. We've known Mike for a long time. Yeah. He hosted us the very first time we went there. We sent a lot of people there because we're just big fans. The aging is very special, but the wines themselves are beautiful and the price points are excellent for the fact that they're aging those wines.
Right, yeah, because you
as long as they do before releasing them.
So many library wines also that are available, but they don't really raise the price on those either. So,
yeah.
So.
Ooh, I just took a sip of this. Speaking of library wines, though, this is one of the ones that you brought home and I thought this might be fun to pair with the pizza. This is the 2018 Reserve Claret. What do you think about this?
It's Cab, right? It's Cab and Cab Franc.
I'm looking on their website right now.
But normally for a claret, does it have to be?
Doesn't have to be anything. Claret just means red blend. Old fashioned term. They're one of the few wineries, just like Pride, who is grandfathered in and able to still use that term claret. So this is 66% Cabernet Sauvignon, 25% Merlot, and 9% Cab Franc.
Cab Franc.
Ooh, and I love this description on their website. It will soothe both mind and soul with flavors of black cherry, blackberry, vanilla, and sandalwood as it coats your palate with deliciousness. Vanilla and sandalwood are definitely notes that come from oak and being in the barrel. Probably some newer barrels for as long as it was in there. And this is $80 on their website.
Delicious.
Wow. There's some layers in there.
Yes.
It's beautiful. We just opened it and we didn't decant it. So it's going to be fun to see it change over the next hour or so. What do you think of it specifically as a pairing with the pizza? Pepperoni pizza.
I feel it's a good pairing right now. Yeah.
Some lovely oak influence on there in a good way. Let's change gears and we have to go to our typical tried and true pairing with a margarita pizza, which is
Solovato 2023 Sangiovese.
Oh, I've heard of that one. Oh, right? Yeah. So this is our wine. And this is normally, if we're going to make pizza, which happens on most Sunday nights, this is why we made this wine the way that it is. I think it's going to be interesting to taste this right after that beautiful claret because this is completely different. First of all, it's a 2023, not a 2018, so a younger wine. But there is no Cabernet Sauvignon, no Merlot, or no Cab Franc in here. This is 100% Sangiovese from a single vineyard, the Ramazzotti Estate in the Dry Creek Valley of Sonoma County, and aged just over 2 years in totally used or neutral barrels. So we'll not have those notes of vanilla and sandalwood and things like that. Ooh, your face. What? Tell me, your brow is furrowed as you're concentrating.
It's interesting going from like the claret to this one. First of all, of course, you know, the colors are a little lighter, but also the texture and the feel in my mouth is more lively.
Bright. The first word I thought of was bright, lively and bright. Yeah. The acidity is completely different. Yeah.
And it's funny how I always drink this wine, and every time I drink it, I get something different. Mm-hmm. But this time I was getting actually like more of a floral lavender mm-hmm. notes to it, because somehow it changed my taste buds from the Bremer to the Solo Alto. Mm-hmm. I always feel it's interesting when you go from one wine to another wine.
Yes, yeah, context changes things. Yeah. Food in between kind of resets the palate, but... Yeah.
So it's more floral now to me, tasting.
It smells very violet floral to me today.
Yeah, where I use violet and lavender exchange. And it is not the same thing, but I meant to say violet.
Oh, they're both purple flowers, yeah. But I think violet just has a deeper nose to me. The lavender is more delicate, but whatever. I'm so happy with where this wine is at. We bottled this in July, so it's been in the bottle almost a year. So no, we're not 3 years in barrel, 3 years in bottle, but we're 2 years in barrel, 1 year in bottle at this point. And it's lovely. But yeah, bright, lively, fresh acidity, not as velvety as the claret, which is Bordeaux grapes. This is just like the perfect food companion. They're both delicious. It's kind of fun to like take a sip and a bite and then take a sip of the other one. I mean, a margherita pizza can be paired in so many different ways. Actually, this one has pepperoni on it, but yummy. We made that, Michael.
Yeah, we made all of it.
Artichoke, arugula salad, pizza, wine. I actually just put some arugula salad on top of my pizza. I love to do that, and I'm gonna eat that. So well done, sir. We made this.
Yeah, it's delicious, and it's always great to taste it every now and then, because it's just changing it in the bottle. It's great.
Yeah, we can't tell people yet, but we did submit it for some scores from a well-known magazine publication, and we are very pleased, but we'll share when we can, when we're given the green light to. But that was our first submission for a mainstream publication, and I'm stoked.
Right.
I mean, we know it's good, but it's nice to have that third-party validation, right? So we'll share more when we can on that.
Yeah, we've been sworn to secrecy.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say before we sign off today?
Just want to say, when you have your family around and gathering your friends, pull out some wine, talk about it, because every bottle has its own story.
That's right.
And I feel like it's one of the only, I always say this, but it's one of the only few beverages that is like that, that every bottle has its own story. People put a lot of work into each bottle.
Yeah.
Respect it.
Yeah.
And drink more wine, please.
Amen.
Yeah.
Cheers. Happy Sunday. So I wish I could tell you that that was something special and put on for the podcast, but that is a pretty typical Sunday in our house. Sometimes it's just full of more people, and sometimes it's just the two of us. I'll be putting all of the links to the things that we mentioned, all of our favorite Sunday things. So the Heidi Barrett La Serena Dry Muscat, the Bremer Claret, of course, our Solovato Sangiovese, which, remember, as a listener, you can use the discount code PODLISTENER for 10% off your shipment. We will reference The Joy of Pizza, which is Dan Richards. That's our pizza Bible. The artichoke recipe, the aioli recipe, and of course, the Bianco di Napoli, which is our favorite canned tomatoes. None of these things, besides, of course, our wine, are affiliates or anything that we have a sponsorship with. They really just are our favorite things. You, of course, know one of our podcast sponsors is, in fact, American Olive Farmer. And we were using the Tajasca olive oil on our arugula salad. And I was dipping my pizza crust in it last night. And it was fantastic. I wish I had a link for Michael's hot sauce, but it is not commercial yet. He's growing those peppers in the garden, and hopefully one day we'll make more so we can share more. But for now, that's just a house specialty. And of course, check out the Samo app and use that promo code Nikki for a free month of premium access so you can be just as impressed as I am at how well it does. Finally, visit sipwithnikki.com, the podcast page where you can see photos and videos of the things that we enjoyed, and also check out the Tasting Room membership page. As of this week, June 22nd, 2026, I'm finally ready to put it out there to all of you. Like you've heard me say, this membership community has been in my brain and on my heart for some time, and I really wanted to create a place where we could interact live and you could literally sip with me, but with wines from around the world. And my hope is that being a part of this community will give connection and joy, but also knowledge, and take you from maybe being a little confused to much more confident when it comes to picking the right wines for your palate. So check out all those goodies on sipwithnikki.com. And whatever you do between now and our next time together, I hope that you sip well.